Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the last Ali in Parshas Chukas, that is Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and Klal Yisrael continues on their way to Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah tells us, Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim, and Yisrael sent messengers, Al Sichon Melech HaMori Lemar, to Sichon, the king of the Mori, saying, let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim. V'makom Acher, in another place, Toilah Shlichas V'Moshe, it seems to be that these messengers were sent by Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar, it says, Vayishlach Malachim Midbar Kedemos. V'chein, another Pasuk tells us, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim. So who sent these messengers? Yisrael or Moshe Rabbeinu? We learn that these psukim, they need each other. This one closes, this one opens. Moshe who Yisrael, Yisrael hey Moshe. Moshe is Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is Moshe. To tell you, the leader of the generation, he is like the entire generation. Because the leader is everything. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chavbez, and this was the message they sent to see and the king of Amairi. Ebra bar tzecha, let us go through your land. Lo nita basada v'charim, we are not going to turn and go through the field or the vineyard. Lo nish the meba air, we're not going to drink water from the well. Bederach hamelech nelech, we're going to go the way of the king, meaning we're going to go through the main roads, anasher navar gavlecha, until we go through your borders. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk chav beis. Ebra bar tzecha, afal pishal lo nitzav luftech lehem b'shalom, even though they were not commanded to be peaceful towards them, bikshu mehem shalom, nonetheless they decide to be peaceful with them anyway. But let's see what happened. Back to chomash pasuk chav gemel, b'loy nasan sichan es Yisrael avar b'gvuloi. Sichon did not allow Yisrael to go through his borders. Vayasef Sichon is kol amai, and Sichon gathered his entire nation. Vayetzi likras Yisrael hamidbara, and he went to greet Bnei Yisrael in the midbar. Vayava Yatza, and he came to Yatza. Vayilachem Yisrael, and he fought against Klal Yisrael. Vayakehu Yisrael lefichariv, and Bnei Yisrael struck him by the sword. Vayirash es artzei me'arnoin ad Yabek ad Bnei Amoin, and they took over his land from Arnoin until Yabek, up until Bnei Amoin. Why didn't they go past Bnei Amoin? Ki az gvul Bnei Amoin, because the border Bnei Amoin was very strong. Vayikach Yisrael's kol arma ele, and Bnei Yisrael took all these cities. Vayeshev Yisrael b'chol Ari Amairi, and Bnei Yisrael dwelled in all the cities of the Amairi, b'cheshbon uvchol Bnei Yisrael, in Cheshbon itself and in all its surroundings. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Gimel. V'loina san Sichon. Why is that Sichon did not allow them to go through his land? Because all the kings of Canaan, of Eretz Yisrael, they would pay him taxes, in order to guard them so that other armies do not go through his land, because his land was the border of Eretz Yisrael, and they paid him to ensure that no armies went through his land on the way to try to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Kivin Sh'amalei Yisrael, once Klal Yisrael told him, Eber Bar Tzecha, we would like to go through your land. Amalehem, he told him, Kol Atzmi Inu Yeshev Kan El Hashem Mipneichem. The whole reason why I'm here is to protect them from you. Vatem Amrim Kach, and you're saying that I should let you through my land? Vayetzi Likras Yisrael, and he went to go greet Klal Yisrael with an army. And now we learn about Cheshbon, this city of Sichon. Ilu Haiso Cheshbon Melei Yatushim. If Cheshbon was full of just gnats and mosquitoes, in Kol Ber Yochel HaKavsha, no one would be able to conquer it because it was so fortified. Vim Hayo Sichon Bekfar Chalosh, and if Sichon himself was in a very weak city, in Kol Adam Yachal Kavshay, no one would be able to conquer it either because Sichon himself was very powerful. And for sure, when Sichon is in Cheshbon, it's impossible to conquer him. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Hashem said, why should I trouble my children to go through all this? Latzra, call ear for ear to lay siege to every single city. So Nasan Belev Kol Anshei HaMelchama Latzis Min HaYaris, he put into the hearts of every person who's going to fight to leave their cities. V'niskapsu Kulin L'makam Echad, they all gathered to one place. V'sham Naflu, and they all fell over there. U'misham Halchi Yisrael El Arim Ve'in Oibel Negdom. Bnei Yisrael went to all the different cities, and there was no one to oppose them because everyone had left their cities. Ki Ein Shem Ish, there were no men left in the cities, El Anashim V'taf, only women and children. The next pasuk in Rashi tells us, Ki Az, the reason why Bnei Yisrael weren't able to go into the borders of Ammon is because the borders of Ammon were very strong. Why were they strong? Umahu Chazkai, what was their strength? Hasra Asa Shalkash Baruch Hu, it was the warning of Hashem. Sha'ar Malhem, he told them, Al Titzureim, don't incite them, don't fight them. It wasn't because they were very powerful, it's because Hashem told Klal Yisrael that you're not allowed to start up with Ammon. Pasuk Chafei just explains what is the word Bnei Yisrael mean? Kefarim Hasmuchim La, these are the surrounding villages around the city of Cheshbon. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chafav and try to understand what the city of Cheshbon was. Ki Cheshbon, Ir Sichon Melech Amairihi. Cheshbon was the city of Sichon, the king of the Amairi, Vuhul Nilcham Melech Maiv Rishon, and he had fought with the first king of Maiv, Vayikach Kol Artsim Miyadai Ad Arnon, and he took his entire land from him up until Arnon. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vuhul Nilcham, Lama Hotzach Likasev. Why is it that the Torah has to tell us that he fought with the king of Ammon and he took the city away from him? Lefisha Nemer, because it says in the pasuk Al Tatzar Es Mayav that we also had a command not to incite Mayav. We weren't allowed to start up with them. Cheshbon Mishal Mayav Hayisan. Cheshbon was originally a city belonging to Mayav. Kasevlanu Shasichon Lekachamehem. That's where the Torah over here tells us that Sichon had actually taken the city from them. Val Yadayin, and through him, and meaning through Sichon, Tyre Ali Yisrael, it became permissible for Klal Yisrael to take it from him. Miyadei Mir Shusai, from his Rishus. And now back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Zayin. Al Kain, about this war. Yaimru HaMashlim, the Mashlim would say, who are the the Mishlim. Rashi tells us that's talking about Bilam and Ba'ar. They're the Mishlim. They're the ones that say parables. And they would say about this war that Sichon fought with Moav, Bayu Cheshbon, come to Cheshbon, Tibana v'Sichon and Ir Sichon, let it be built and reestablished as the city of Sichon. Ki Esh Yatza Mecheshbon, because a fire has come out of Cheshbon, meaning once Sichon conquered it, Lahava Mikiris Sichon, a flame from the city of Sichon. Achla Ar Moav, it consumed Ar of Moav, Ba'alei Bamais Arnoin, the masters of Arnoin's heights. Ailcha Moav, woe is to you, Moav. Avad Ha'am Kamaish, you are lost, people of Kamaish. Nasan Ban of Pelatim, Ubenais of Beshvis, Lemelcha Mairi Sichon. He made his sons fugitives, his daughters captives, of the king of Emairi, who is Sichon. Vaniram Avan Cheshbon, and their kingship was lost from Cheshbon. Ad Divine, it was removed from Divine. Vanashim Ad Noifach, and we made them desolate all the way until Noifach, Asher Ad Medva, which reaches all the way until Medva. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuch of Zayin. Al Kain, Al Oysam Lachamash Anilcham Sichon B'Moav, about this war that Sichon fought with Moav, Yomer HaMashlim. This is talking about Bilam. Shenemar Bayit says about him, Vayisa Mishalai. HaMashlim, who are these Mashlim, plural? Bilam Uba'ar, V'Him Amru. They said, what did they say? Bayu Cheshbon, come to Cheshbon. Shalai Haya Sichon Yachal Kavsha, because Sichon was not able to conquer it by himself. V'Halach V'Sachar's Bilam Makalai, so he went to hire Bilam to curse it. V'Zeo Sharmalai Balak, that's why Balak told him, Ki Yedati Is Asher Tavarach Mavairach. I know that your words have power. You cursed Moav that they should lose to Sichon, therefore I want you to curse Klal Yisrael. Tiban V'Sichonin, Cheshbon V'Shem Sichon Lias Iroi. It shall be established and built in the name of Sichon. It should be his city and not Moav's city anymore. Pasach Chesen Rashi tells us, Ki Esh Yatza Mecheshbon, Misha Kasha Sichon. Once Sichon conquered it, jump to Rashi Pasachav Tes, Oilecha Moav, Shekil Luis Moav Shem Asur Biyadai, because Moav was cursed that they should be given over in the hands of Sichon. Kemosh, who's Kemosh? Shem Elohei Moav, this is the name of the god of Moav. Nasan, Hanoisin, his bun of Shal Moav, Pleitim, Nasan, who Pleitim Echerv, running away and fleeing from the sword, Vesbenoisan Bashvis, and the daughters were given over into captivity, and they were all handed over into Sichon's hands. Vaniram Avad Machos Shalahem, meaning their kingship, their sovereignty was lost. Avad Cheshbon Ad Divine, Malchus, their kingdom, the oil Shahail Moav Cheshbon, and the power that Moav had in Cheshbon, Avad Misham was lost from there. Vechain Ad Divine, when the Pasuk says Ad Divine, Targum Shal Sar, the translation of Sar is Ad, Klomar, meaning Sar near me Divine, the power has been removed from Divine also. And now we've just learned that Klal Yisrael conquered all of the Amairi, and so back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz ha'Amairi, and Bnei Yisrael, they dwelt in the land of the Amairi. Vayeshlech Moshe l'Raglas Yazer, and Moshe sent to scope out, to spy Yazer, Ve'ilkadu b'nai Seha, and he conquered its surroundings, Vayeresh ha'Samair Shasham, and he drove out the Amairi that was there. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayeshlech Moshe l'Raglas Yazer, Hamaraglam l'chaduha, the spies that he sent out, they're the ones that captured it. Amru, they said, Loi nasek harshenim, we're not going to be like the original Meraglim, betuchim anu b'kach tfilas Shal Moshe Lilachem, we are confident in the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu to go to war. So back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayifnu, and they turned Vayalu Derech HaBashan, and they went up by the way of the Bashan, Vayetze Oig Mel HaBashan Likrasam, and Oig the king of Bashan, he went out to greet them, Hu V'chol Amel LaMochama Edrei, him and his entire nation, they went out for war at the place called Edrei. Vayimar Shal Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Al Tiro Oisai, do not fear him, Ki Biyotcha Nesati Oisai, V'skol Amoi V'es Artsai, because in your hands I will give him and his nation and his entire land. V'asiso Leik Asher Asis LaSichon Mech Amairi, and you're going to do to him like you did to Sichon, the king of the Amairi, Asher Yeshev B'Cheshbon, which dwells in Cheshbon. Vayaku Oisev Esbanav Eskol Amai, and Bilti Hishir Lois Arid, Vayishu Es Artsai, and he struck him and his sons and his entire nation until there was no one left. Now let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Daled, Al Tira Oisai. Now why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu would be afraid? Moshe Rabbeinu is not the type to be afraid. Shai Moshe Yareh Lilachim, Moshe was afraid to fight with him. Shema Tam Eloi Zchus HaShal Avram, perhaps the Zchus of Avram Avinu is going to be on Oig Melech HaBashan's behalf. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Vayavai HaPalit, and the Palit came, and he told Avram Avinu the light was captured. And who's the Palit? Hu Oig, Shapalit Min Arafayim, Shehiku Kedar Al-Omim, Chavir Vashres Karnayim. This is talking about Oig. He ran away when there was the war of the four and five kings. He was the one that ran away from there, because Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Rak Oig Melech HaBashan Nishar Mias Arafayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't afraid of Oig Melech HaBashan because he was a giant. He was afraid that perhaps he had his chus from Avram Avinu, and that's what was going to save him. So that's why Hashem told him, don't be afraid. Pasuk Lamed Hayin Rashi tells us, Vayaku Oisai, Moshe Haragai, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was the one that killed Oig, Kedisa Bebrachas, Beharaya, Akartur Batlasa Parsi, and we have a whole story over there. And back to Chomish Perichov Beis Pasuk Aleph, Vayisu Bnei Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael traveled, Vayachanu Ba'arvis Moav, and they encamped in the plains of Moav, Me'ever Liyardin Yirechai, on the bank of the Yarden, the Jordan River, opposite Yirechai. And with this, we conclude Parshas Chukas. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.